Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Well, who dat to welcome on into the point after the Saints falling 25-19 in the Dome to the New England Patriots. Black and gold now 1-5 on the season here with the Cajun Cannon at the Swamp Room in Metairie. Make sure you stop by and say hey, little therapy session with Bobby. Also, get some good grub, a burger, some wings here. Cajun Cannon, definitely a tough one to reflect on. I think that's been a lot of case with these losses this season. The fact that they've been in the game, they've been hanging around, but just haven't been able to do enough to close the door to be successful.
Well, we got to make plays, and this is the number one thing right here is that we're behind the eight ball. We're not good enough to have to play catch up. Now, we had our first lead in the first quarter this season. Now, we're winning 3-0, but you know, go five plays, 59 yards. Groovy makes a 35-yard field goal. It'd have been a lot nicer if you'd have been up, you know, 7-0 instead of 3-0. But I said this at halftime. The defense has now allowed a touchdown by the opposing team in its first two possessions in four consecutive games.
Right. Say that again, Bobby.
Okay. The defense has now allowed touchdowns on the first two possessions in four consecutive games.
So that's 14 points, boom.
Yeah, so I say we're going to go to Chicago. With the Bears are going to, on the first two possessions, they're going to have 14 points. That has to change. And we've been outscored now in the first quarter 65-16.
Oof.
So we're having to play catch-up. And when you look at it, 51 offensive plays, that's not good, you know, because we're not converting on third down. You know, you want to be 65 plays at least as an offensive unit, or 65 plus, and we're 3 of 9, 33%. Now, that'd be good from a defense perspective, like we did last week against the Giants, you know, giving up like that low 30s. But today, the Patriots, well, 46%, 6 of 13. If you look at Drake May at halftime, he had a perfect quarterback rating. Well, I mean, so that means a perfect quarterback rating. That means that he's not uncomfortable, and he's playing awesome. And Drake May definitely looks like the real deal. Now, when you look at Drake May, I said this during the week, to show you why he's that's a small fraternity and where he's at right now, and look at his age. Considering players under the age of 24 with at least 200 passing yards and a passer rating of 100 or higher in most consecutive games in NFL history, he now has 5. Okay, Pat Mahomes did that in 2018. He had 7. Dan Marino, when I was playing, he had 6 back in 1984. Pat Mahomes again in 18 and 19, he had 5. Dak Prescott, 2016, had 5. Now Drake May ties them. Today he had a quarterback rating of 140. And he had 261 yards passing.
Unreal.
I think for us to have a chance, the defense has to play better. We have to be more opportunistic. I thought we needed to be like plus one or plus two. We were plus five for the season. Coming into this game, the Patriots were minus one. So they end up being plus one. So they're even for the season, and now we're plus four. So we're not good enough for that to occur. Now, as far as penalties, I think it was a flag-happy group. And you can't say, you know, usually, oh, a lot of Saints fans say, oh, the refs cheated. No, the refs didn't cheat. The Saints got at least two definite breaks. That ain't no penalty. That went against the Patriots. So the penalty calls went the Saints way, I think, overall. They had 11 for 65 yards, but we had 8 for 67. So that's a flag-happy crew. To me, 15 or more penalties, sometimes you wish they would keep it in their pocket. Now with Blake Groupe, this will help him out going forward. He was 4 for 4 in field goals, and when he made that 54-yard, I said, well, he has to make this. He cannot miss it because you wanted to get within one score and end up having an opportunity for that. Now, there wasn't much punting going on. I thought that was interesting. The first punt in the game was by Kroger. 4 minutes and 23 seconds, he shanked it. You know, then their first punt was 2 minutes and 49 seconds. So, really, you think you'd see more punts than that. Now, as far as Chris Olave, okay, he started out the game. I thought, come on, Rattler, throw it out there. If you don't have to throw it, that was a 53-yard gain. Maybe he has a touchdown, a splash chunk play from the get-go. But a couple of times, why are you jumping to catch the ball? The ball's right there. You're jumping. Don't leave your feet. Why are you jumping? You look at one time it was a deep pass. They ended up getting a penalty against him, but he looked kind of like a spaz trying to adjust to the ball. I don't know what he was doing. And a contested catch. I hope he'd make that. I mean, that was a touchdown pass right in the end zone. He just got to come up with those plays if he's the number one receiver. And I thought overall, boy, it was a long day for our young defensive backs. I think they got kind of schooled a little bit when you look at the chunk plays by those Patriot receivers. And look at Butte from LSU. Five targets, five catches, 93 yards, 18.6 yard average, two touchdowns, a long of 29. You look at Douglas, three catches, right average, right on the 24 yards, 53 long gain, one touchdown. So, no, they were dicing us up from the get-go. And Olave got targeted. He had 10 targets, six catches. The stat line looks good, 98 yards, 16.3 yard average. Had that long gain to start the game, 53. But it should have been
a touchdown.
Yeah, it should have been a lot better. It should have been a lot better than that. Now, we only ran the ball 23 attempts, but we really didn't have enough plays. We only had 51 offensive plays. Like I said, that needs to be around 65 because you look at it, good balance, 26 pass attempts, 23 rushing attempts, but we only averaged 3.2 yards a carry. Kamara was at 3.1. Kendre Miller, you know, compared to his two previous games, you know, where he was over 4 yards, 2.6 yard average per carry. So Kamara, total yards from scrimmage, ended up getting 76. But for him truly to be where we need him for our offense, that needs to be about 50 yards more. I would say around that 125 mark. Now, looking at Spencer Rattler, I mean, had a quarterback rating, 102.6, 20 of 26. Spencer Rattler's not necessarily why we're not winning, and we're not helping him when he is making the plays. I think he's playing with a lot of confidence, but as good as Spencer Rattler's been, Drake May's on a different level.
Right.
Drake May looks like amongst the elite of the NFL quarterbacks right now, and you could see the future that they're going to have with him. How he extends plays, his pocket awareness, you could see it on and on. And Spencer does an overall good job with his pocket presence or pocket awareness, I should say. But the only time I thought, well, it was like a turnover, so I guess you could say that was even. Remember the 4th and 7, and I don't know if Drake May wasn't ready for the snap. It was like it went by him, or it didn't look like a bad snap. It was like minus 16, aborted play. To me, that was like a turnover. They were up 14-13. Now we went 8 plays, 27 yards, and 34, Rattler to Olave would have been a 20-yard touchdown. How about you catch the ball? So instead of settling for a field goal, you know, you could have had a touchdown with that opportunity. And I thought at halftime they wasn't good, though, because we already had given up 22 points. Now, if it was at the end of the game and we were giving up 20, 22 points, I'd say, oh, well, that you know, the Saints always have to do something. But we end up, you know, doing pretty good when you consider they had 22 points at half and they only ended up with 25. So that was a positive there. But it didn't seem like that if we really needed to get a stop against the Patriots, they seemed like they were setting the tone. And they were always under control of the ebb and flow of the tempo. I mean, I thought overall, with our defensive backs, I mean, like Sanker, okay, Riley, Quincy Riley, oh, okay, this is the NFL. I mean, that's good. They're having to learn on the run, but they were making the contested catches, and we were not. And it's going to be tough to win in Chicago. I can tell you right now, we'll be dealing. I think it might be a nice football day. And right now, I don't know the forecast, but it's not going to be like it's and playing the Bears in December or something. So we have a great opportunity, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to come away with a win on the road. But unless you look at the Seattle game, where that was an embarrassing performance. No, it's not embarrassing, but it's not PE class. Are you winning or are you losing? There's no moral victories. You know, like, oh, we're playing hard.
The fact
right
that
there.
It is close makes it more frustrating.
Yes, yeah. But then I think the Boo Birds would come out if you were getting like a Seattle performance. But no, we're right there. But again, it all goes back to the moral of the story. The defense now has allowed a touchdown on opposing team's first two possessions in four consecutive games.
14 points, boom, boom, two
so
drives
when
for
we
that.
Go to Chicago, just look, the first two times the Bears got the ball. They can't be winning. They can't have 14 points on the board because then you're always playing catch-up.
Black and gold falling, 25-19 at home to the New England Patriots. We're here at the Point After at the Swamp Room on Vets in Metairie. Taking a break, we shall return with even more of the Point After. Stay tuned after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rockin' and rolling on the Saints Point After, brought to you by McDonald's. Want to pause 10 seconds first, let stations identify themselves on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Week 6 ends up being a loss for the Saints, 25-19 at home to the New England Patriots. Come one, come all, vent to the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, 504-260-1870 on our talk and text line, or stop by the Swamp Room and enjoy a burger and some beer. We're here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Want to get on the lines. I know people are jammed up, wanting to talk to the Cannon. Steve in California A is up first. Steve, what you got for the Cajun Cannon?
Hey, guys. I just want to start by saying that I totally disagree with kind of Drake Mays on a different level than Spencer Rattler. No. Did you see that catch, the last catch that sealed the game? None of our receivers would make that kind of catch for Spencer Rattler. Olave's got to go. He can't catch the ball. Jawan Johnson decides to give up the game. Look, I believe even more in Kellen Moore after this game, and I believe in Spencer Rattler. But, man, the surrounding cast, the cast-offs from the Dennis Allen, Sean Payton era, they are just drowning this team, man. They got to go. Like, Olave, he's not – they're not helping Rattler in any way, man. Rattler is just as good, if not better, than Drake May, but he didn't –
No, you're crazy. Yeah, you're crazy. You're the only one who would make that statement. That's a blind Saints fan. Yeah, listen. I'm being objective from a national perspective. No, Drake May – I'm not saying he's the next Tom Brady. But, no, I just read you what Drake May has done to start his career – and he's in the same category with, like, Pat Mahomes and Dan Marino. I got to find this.
Passer rating over 100 the last five games.
Yeah, okay. Pat Mahomes, Dan Marino, and even Dak with Dallas. And now he's five straight games, 100 quarterback rating. People under age 24, at least 200 passing yards and a quarterback rating in every game, 100 or higher.
Right.
No, I like Spencer Rattler. I'm a Spencer Rattler fan. He's not the reason why we're not winning. The receivers are not helping him out, catching the ball, making big plays. No, I totally agree with that. Listen, you could say Spencer Rattler is I think Spencer Rattler is very good. Drake May is great. I'm telling you. Just from a national perspective, if nobody has a dog in the hunt and you're just looking at Drake May, he made a couple of throws back-to-back down the sideline. I was like, whoa. You're talking about dropping dimes. I mean, that was unbelievable. And all I know is our young DBs so far this season, they ain't struggled as much as they struggled today. I mean, Chuck plays. So and I like Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler's playing winning football. We just not helping him out. And I can tell you right now, our defense, we got to play a whole lot better. We can't have a first half like we had this half. When you're giving up 22 points, what? Come on. In the first half, that was way too much. And for us to have a chance to win, we're going to go to the Bears. We're going to have to force – Caleb's going to make them force turnovers. We're going to have to get takeaways. Truly, the winning formula, not that we got to be plus five like we were against the Giants, but when all said and done, we have to be I don't even say plus one, plus two, maybe or better. I think we'll have a great opportunity. But, yeah, Jawan Johnson – I mean, come on, ill opportune time to fumble at that time. And you look at Jawan Johnson, two targets. He ended up having two catches for 15 yards. He had that long gain let me see right here. Yeah, the long gain was like 13 yards. But here's Jawan Johnson. I told Steve and all this that if you wouldn't know, just like, let's say, you look at all the tight ends around the NFL, like, for instance, Kittle's not playing right now. He's been out, because he's hurt with the 49ers. But, you know, coming into this game, Jawan Johnson, out of all the NFL tight end reception leaders as far as receptions, he was third in the NFL. Third with 24 catches. But, you know, we expect more from Jawan Johnson. Number one's Ferguson with 41 receptions coming in today. McBride, remember the nice tight end from the Cardinals? He had 29. So, no, our big-time players who we need to make big-time plays, I don't think we very seldom, like you see a contested catch, you see other teams doing it against us, but when are we going to make contested catches? We just don't seem like that's what occurs in the game.
That and protect the football, Bobby.
Protect the football, but it could be contested catches. It could be Olave, even Rashid Shaheed, whoever it might be, any of our receivers. Do you see someone like a 50-50 ball? Well, it seems like we never make those contested catches.
Steve and Callie, thanks for the call, man. We're here on The Point After here at the Swamp Room in Metairie. Make sure you stop by and say hey to the Cajun Cannon. Black and gold losing 25-19 to the New England Patriots. A little bit of a therapy session as we get ready for a rough week ahead. Football-wise, you know, we had Tulane getting a win on Thursday. LSU came through on Saturday, but the Saints could not complete the trifecta today.
Well, and I thought we had a great opportunity. You're playing at home. You win one. You got some momentum to win two. I thought maybe the Patriots, but it's the pros. If you're really a pro, you're not going to overlook the Saints because it is the NFL. You never know. Look, we beat the Giants. The Giants
whooped Philadelphia.
Whooped the Eagles. I mean, you never know. Look, the Patriots, the big win, division opponent. They beat the Bills, who people think are going to go to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
So they went overlooking us. All I know is the next two games, very winnable game for the Patriots. So they're looking at, oh, we're not going to overlook the Saints because we want to win like four in a row. Who do they play like the Patriots? If you look, I want to say they got the Titans, I think, one of them, maybe the Jets. It's like Jets, Titans, or what?
Yeah, their next game is at the Titans, and then they host the Browns.
Oh, the Browns. Okay, the Browns got a tough defense, though. But you never know. Look at me today across the pond, across the big Atlantic Ocean. Look at that game, Jets and Broncos.
Right.
And Sean Payton. Talk about an ugly game, but the Broncos end up winning. Listen, I don't care. You just got to win. It could be ugly. We fought hard, but we didn't win. No, it's a loss. You got to find a way to win.
Taking a break here on The Point After. Be back with more. Stay tuned right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, folks. Welcome back in, folks, to The Point After with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, here at the Swamp Room in Metairie. The black and gold falling in Week 6 action, 25-19 to the New England Patriots in the Dome. Now 1-5 on the season. Want to get to all our callers who are hanging on the talk and text line. You can sign off 504-260-1870. Hollywood in Thibodeau, you're next up after this black and gold loss. What you want to vent to the Cajun Cannon about, Hollywood? How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How you doing, Steve and Bobby?
All right. Hey, Hollywood, don't tell me you still want to cut Blake Groupie, because it wasn't Blake Groupie's fault today.
No, he's four for four. He's my diamond in the rough today. I'm going to give him a little
Okay,
credit.
All right. All right, he was four for four.
Right. I want to talk about our sad defense we got. We do not make a quarterback uncomfortable at all. Once we get a little pressure on him, we can't sack the quarterback. What's up with that, Bobby? You see something like that?
No, and I thought Chase Young coming back. We needed Chase Young to perform at a high level. Chase Young, you know how many tackles he had? One.
One?
Well, he did get it. He didn't have zero. He had one. But we needed to I was kind of prophesying or hoping, boy, he'll have a sack, at least a couple of quarterback hurries. But, no, he ended up with one tackle. So, nothing to write home about. No, all I know is we don't give the opposing quarterback the business. Now, Bobby, you can't hit the quarterback anymore. But, yeah, but you see how the quarterback's getting comfortable. I'll tell you, it seems like when a quarterback plays against the Saints, they can play 8 straight quarters or 12 quarters. We don't influence them in a negative way. They play with a whole lot of confidence. And like I said, at halftime, Drake May had a perfect quarterback rating. If you can remember what a perfect quarterback rating is when, now, if you recall when this happened, you remember when, you remember the great Drew Brees when we had, Steve, that Monday night game, when all of a sudden.
With the white flag, you're talking about that game?
I got it, because I wanted to talk about this. And that was a perfect QB rating. Okay, it was right here. Okay, Hollywood. Here it was, November the 30th, 2009, and the Saints improved to 11-0. Boy, remember those days?
No.
And if you look at the most memorable game I can remember, like post-Katrina, I said, man, the freaking Saints are for real. And we ended up winning the Super Bowl. We won 38-17. That's with Belichick. Tom Brady, they raised the white flag. Well, guess what? In that game, Drew Brees had a perfect quarterback rating. Well, that's what Drake May had in the first half.
Right.
A perfect quarterback rating. Now, when you look at, okay, well, and he ended up with a quarterback rating of 140. So, it wasn't quite perfect, but we still didn't influence him in a negative way. the impact, obviously, the outcome of the game. And, you know, Spencer Rattler, that's 100, almost 103 quarterback rating. That's winning football. And but, no, we did not get after a quarterback when you know what else was a negative? And a sack. Okay, Pete Werner had a sack. And I think it was kind of a BS sack. Anyway, this is never good because usually he's occupying blockers. But good for Godshaw. He's playing against his old team. He led the team with 7 total tackles. And that's a good thing. Now, the one thing about Pete Werner, this would be a question, I guess, to ask Coach Kellen Moore. It seems like they were rotating, that Pete Werner wasn't in the game all of the time, that Stutzman did come in on some series. Now, Stutzman ended up with 2 unassisted tackles, and he had also a special teams tackle. But Pete Werner was pretty active. Tied for the team lead in individual tackles, along with Lante Taylor with 5. He had a sack, quarterback hurry, tackle for loss, pass defending. So you've seen how active he was. But just coming back, and Chase Young was not active. I mean, a 1 total tackle. I thought he'd have more of an impact because he's fresh. I mean, look, he had the first game he's playing. I thought he'd be ready to roll. But again, who's winning in the trenches? And when you look at running the football, that was one thing overall defense. You got to give Godshaw a lot of credit because I thought he hadn't been playing up to par as of now. But they only averaged 2.4 yards a carry in 31 attempts. Really, their quarterback, Drake May, is the one. He had that long gain of 20 yards, but he had 3.1 average. But like Henderson, Stevenson, 3-yard average, nothing. No, so that wasn't the reason why. You know, we couldn't stop their offense. When it was 3rd down, we couldn't get off the field. When it was 3rd down, they were 6 of 13, 46%. That's like closer to 50%. And 3rd down, they won, and we did not win in that area. But where they beat us was Drake May passing the football, being clutch, and their receivers. Their receivers look big time versus our receivers. And just look, I'm not even talking about Diggs. Because Stephon Diggs is a household name around the nation. Now, he had 3 catches. He had a long gain of 14. 3 targets, 3 catches, 28 yards. But you look at the other cats, Bucci and Douglas. Now, they had 8 total catches. And you're talking about like right about 160 yards.
Bucci liked total. Being back home in Louisiana.
Yep, he looked very comfortable. And between the two of them, they had 3 touchdowns. And a long gain of 29 and 53. So that's where those chunk plays, those splash plays, they're able to take advantage of what we're doing on the defensive side of the ball.
Thanks for the call. We're here on The Point After at the Swamp Room in Metairie. Folks, you can drop by, say hey to the Cajun Cannon, or call and text in 504-260-1870. Coming back with more right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here on The Point After at the Swamp Room in Metairie, folks. The Point After with every field goal. Keesler Federal's donating $1,000 to New Orleans Women's and Children's Shelter this season. This year, Keesler Federal has donated $14,000. We're back here on The Point After in Cajun Cannon. Before we get to our callers, you wanted to get into a little history lesson.
Yeah, and this is why I felt good about, you know, what have you done for me lately. We've had the Patriots number. Now, when the 2 franchises, remember, you beat the Boston Patriots, New England Patriots. Well, you know, we started playing them, you know, and AFC, NFC, and all that. No, they had our number in the early years. New England had won the first 5 games against the Saints. So they were 5-0. Then we started changing. Then it was 10-6, where now it's 11-6. They won 11 games, and we won 6. But the Black and Gold had won the last 2 contests. And both of them was by double digits. So in other words, we had whooped them. So it wasn't like a field goal game or 1 point. We had beat them by double digits. Remember in October 2023, we beat them 34-0. That might have been Dennis Allen's greatest game as a coach.
the Tampa game.
Yeah. We won 9-0.
Right.
But he was the interim head coach then.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we had beaten them in. I remember that they were booing. I remember that's when your boy he's no longer with the Patriots, had to go to San Francisco.
Mac Jones.
Yeah. But we had beat them 34-0. So I said, we're going to make it 3 in a row. Well, we're going to beat the Patriots 3 in a row. But
not so fast.
They looked did we ever look like we had in control of the game? Again, because we're always playing catch up.
Yes.
If you look from the get-go, this has to change.
Looked like little brother the entire time.
I can tell you, if this happens, we're not going to beat the Bears. The only way we'd beat the Bears this way is if all of a sudden you get five takeaways or something. But if you look, if the defense allows a touchdown on the first two possessions by the Bears, that'll be five consecutive games. No, we're not good enough to fall behind like that and come back. You're not going to win consistently, obviously.
Checking in on our talk and text line where you can sound off, 504-260-1870, folks. First up, we've got Robert in Metairie. Wanted to vent to the Cajun Cannon. What you got for us today, Robert?
Robert,
are you there?
All right, from Robert, we'll try Sam in Gonzales. Sam, you're here on The Point After with the Cajun Cannon. What up, Sam?
All right, how y'all doing? I got three statements to make. Number one, I don't think you can win football games kicking field goals all the time.
Correct.
Who's this?
Yeah,
Sam.
You're right.
Robert, this is exactly what Deuce
Sam
said.
Sam Gonzalez, I'm sorry.
Who's that?
Sam. I'm messed up,
Sam.
Too.
Sam, this is exactly what Deuce said, too, and the way the NFL is. Not that we can afford to be in track meet games where it's 30-something, but we got to be scoring touchdowns. Now,
you got to score 20 points.
And 19 points. That ain't going to get it. But I even thought at halftime, you know what? Well, you know, look at the score at halftime. What do we have, 16?
Yeah.
Well, to me, we'd have had 20. I said, well, we're scoring some of it. You know, it's not just all field goals. You know, because you think you're going to score a touchdown every time. No. But we should have had, woulda, coulda, shoulda, 20 points at halftime. You know, that's a big difference when you look at what's going to occur. But, yeah, if we keep settling for field goals, you're not going to win. And
you know, if you make one touchdown, take one in field goal, you win the game.
Right. And the thing is, if our defense bend but don't break, and then we force the field goals, it's simple as that. Now you got to go out there and do it. But when you look at in the red zone, we came into the game, and it basically was not winning football when you look at what we were doing in the red zone. And when I talked about this in the pregame, that the Saints are scoring touchdowns at 41% in the red zone, we're ranked 29th. I don't know, there's only 32 teams. Well, you're probably not winning if you're not scoring touchdowns. And Deuce thinks you need to be 80%. No, I'll tell you, that's way too high. We need to have that number about 65 to 70. You might think it don't make a difference. So if we get there 10 times, we're not scoring 4 out of 10 touchdowns. You got to make 6 or 7 out of 10. So you look how the game all unfolded. And we never really got in the red zone that much, because when you look at it, now we're 50%. I thought it was – we were 1 of 2, 50% in the red zone. So that means it must have been right out the red zone. I almost put the red zone – not at the 20 end. Sean Payton used to say the 25. 25.
Right.
Kind of like
the
go zone.
Yeah.
The go zone instead of the red zone. But you look at that, like goal to go. We were 1-for-1. I mean, didn't the fans get fired up with Taysom Hill? It was only a 1-yard touchdown. But you know what we did on that drive? And I said this before the game. We ran the freaking football.
Committed to running, yep.
We committed to running. Now, I'll tell you, that's the most discouraging situation for our defense, is when even though they know you're probably running and you still can run it in, no, that means you imposing your will on your opponent. And then we have opportunities to score in the passing game. Look, we got so spoiled with Drew Brees and like the Jimmy Graham connection, and how we were always scoring touchdowns in the red zone. Well, I'm not saying we got to get back to that, but I know we can't be settling for field goals. And Kellen Moore knows that. And I think that drive, and I'm going to look at my notes where Taysom Hill and what occurred when we scored that 1-yard touchdown by Taysom Hill, I think we're going to see more of that in the future as far as executing and getting to that point. But, yeah, Steve, here it is right here. Okay, if you look at that, we end up going 11 plays, 60 yards, 5 minutes and 51 seconds. to make it 14-13. Okay, you look at that situation. Boy, I'm looking at Rattler to Rashid, plus 17. Boy, I wrote, nice pass. Boy, that was a pretty pass right there. Look at this. Rattler, plus 8-yard run. Nice block by Foster Morrow. Then I'm looking at all of a sudden on the goal line, like Kamara, second and goal, like plus 5. Taysom Hill, plus 1 touchdown. If I can recall, even on that first down, first and goal, it was 3 straight running plays, and we're able to get in the end zone to make it 14-13. Now, that was in the second quarter. And then, like I said, okay, the next time, okay, you think about this. You have momentum a little bit. That's when the Patriots decided to go for it on 4th and 7. Drake May, minus 6, the aborted play. Oh, that was like a turnover. Rattler to Olave, plus 9. You're looking at, okay, we had the plus 26-yard line, 3rd and 1. Rattler, we ended up gaining 2 yards. You get a legal contact penalty. Rattler to Olave, plus 8. Then we had a 3rd and 4 situation because Kamara had a minus 2-yard run in there. And I was like, come on, Olave, catch the ball. It would have been like a 20-yard touchdown. So instead of making it right then, we kicked the field goal because Groupie ended up kicking the field goal. We went 8 plays, only 27 yards. But instead of, like, being ahead 16-14, we'd have been ahead 20-14. All those little things matter as far as momentum and points, but that was a red zone drive that you might see more of Taysom in the future, QB powers, and you might see him throwing passes off of that. Whatever it takes, you can't be one-dimensional. But one thing in the red zone, you look at the best red zone teams, I guarantee you, Steve, I'm just off the top of my head. I might be speaking out of you know what, but not even researching this. The teams, the best teams that are scoring in the red zone, and you look at touchdown percentage, I bet they can freaking run the ball. They can impose their will,
sure,
running the football. And what I mean by imposing your will, now you look at the Eagles with the tush push. Don't teams know they're doing that? And then in the goal line time, they did it 3 straight plays.
Four straight.
So I'm just telling you right now, I like Coach Kellen Moore doing that with that Taysom Hill, even though it was a 1-yard touchdown, that we're going to see more of that. And then we have opportunities to catch the ball, make the contested catch. It might be a back shoulder throw or whatever, and we just got to come down with it. Right now, it's too much of a challenge at times. Boy, it's tight windows because it's the NFL and the coverage. Even though sometimes it's sure in the hell, they look like we had too much tight coverage on some of those chunk plays they had. Did you see that one play in the first quarter? They ended up having a penalty, and they called it on Diggs. That wasn't no penalty.
Was one we got lucky with, for sure.
I got to look at my – who was the receiver then?
I think it was Douglas again.
Oh, Douglas. I mean, you're talking about, like – he embarrassed – it was who was our 2 DBs on that? I mean, he turned them every which way.
Was it Sanker?
Sanker, yes, and Riley, I think.
Right.
And Quincy
Riley.
The
two rooks.
They look like the JV right then, trying to get that cat. I was like, whoa, look at that yak yards after the catch.
Taking a break here on The Point After with the Cajun Cannon at the Swamp Room, folks. Saints falling 25-19 to the New England Patriots. We shall return with even more. You can sound off 504-260-1870 on our talk and text line. Be back with more right after this. Stay tuned on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Who dat?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on The Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Venture Global donating $10 per Saints receiving yards to their Catch for the Coast program. Venture Global innovating to provide low-cost LNG to the world. After today's game, current donations, $17,950. We're going to go back to our talk and text line where you can sound off 504-260-1870 tonight on The Point After with the Cajun Cannon. And we're going to go to line. Michael in Houston is up next. Mike, you're on The Point After. What you got for us?
Hey, man, how y'all doing?
Hey, all right, Mike, what you got?
Oh, man, I just want to say, I understand what all you guys saying about Spencer Rattler, but to me, he's been a bright spot of the season, bro. Like, he's really going
out there,
he's playing good ball. I feel like they got handcuffs on him, bro.
I don't know if they got handcuffs. They're just not helping him out. I mean, he's been very accurate throwing the football. I mean, you look 20 of 26, quarterback rating 102.5. So I don't know if you could say, like, handcuffs. He's, what do you mean by handcuffs? Describe what you mean by handcuffs.
Okay, well, this game, you know, he threw a couple of deep shots down the field, but it's just a lot of underneath. Is he just reading the defense and taking what they give him?
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. You can hear him in the pregame and the interviews. He's doing like live it to fight another day. That's why you don't see him have no interceptions. Now he's only had a couple on the season, and if the receivers would help him out more catching the ball, he'd have more touchdowns. So no, Spencer Rattler is playing winning football. If we had a better team, I can tell you right now, you might say, okay, who we invested in? You think Tyler Shuck would be playing better than Spencer Rattler? I would say no, but hell no.
Nope.
I'm telling you right now, Tyler Shuck would not give the Saints a better chance to win right now. Spencer Rattler is a legit NFL quarterback. I think by what he's putting right now on film, he'll have a double-digit career. I don't know if he'll end up, like, have an opportunity to start more games in the future, because you got to win. The bottom line, the quarterback gets too much of the glory and a lot of time to blame. But he'll have definitely a double-digit career, I think, like a Jacoby Brissett. Or whoever you look, who lasts in the NFL? No, Spencer Rattler is poised and how he plays. He's not overwhelmed. How he's handled adversity. No, we just need the guys, a better supporting cast around Spencer
Catch
Rattler.
Catch the ball.
Catch the ball. We got to be going with some young DBs right now. We bounce back, I think, after halftime compared to the first time, the first half, because there was nothing to write home about what we did. Listen, we didn't force them to punt. We got to be a team that it can't come that all of a sudden, when you look at it, it's like, what, the third quarter and the first time they're going to punt? I mean, that's totally unacceptable. You look at it, the first time they punted was 2 minutes and 49 seconds in the third quarter. It's like almost three quarters they didn't punt. Okay, so if they're not punting, you know what you got to do? Either get off the field on fourth down or take away the football. Interceptions or fumbles. But not when they sustaining drives and they scoring. No, I was probably more disappointed with our defense in this game than all the previous games. Does that make sense, Steve? From that perspective, I mean, what I think it's going to take for us to win. Now, we got to score, obviously, more than 19 points. But I think
that's
just
been the biggest bugaboo to me right now. Is like you got to be able to get in the end zone. Hasn't been happening.
Got to get in the end zone, but I still think that we responded well as far as scoring defense in the second half. But we can't give up like 22 points in the first half. No, there's a lot of things you can nitpick. Not nitpicking, but kind of break it down of what's actually occurring.
Four straight games, Bobby. You mentioned that. 14 points, boom, two drives for the opposing team. They go down and get touchdowns. You can't. You can't be in catch-up mode the entire game.
You can't be in catch-up mode, and I know Coach Staley is going to bring up to the defense. They'll have a defensive meeting, and they'll break up in their position groups, the D-line, the linebackers, DBs. No, we got to get off the damn field. We cannot allow touchdowns by the opposing team in the first two possessions.
When we had a third and nine today. Oh, penalty.
Oh man. That right? Okay.
Or no, third and nine, they completed.
Third and nine. He's wide open.
11-yard gain.
What kind of freaking coverage is that? I mean, I don't know, like Pete Werner, if he was in his zone, he didn't latch on. But that was to Booty, right there.
Booty, yeah.
Yeah, if you look at that, I want to say the Cajun like Booty. Like Booty. If you look like May, 39 plus 11. And then all of a sudden, made a Douglas plus 53-yard touchdown.
Right after that, bam.
And you know, like, bam, four plays, 65 yards, a minute 58. We were winning. Now, first lead in the first quarter so far this season, but now we're down 7-3. And I even wrote this next time we got the ball. Great pocket awareness by Spencer Rattler, plus 9-yard gain. Foster Morrow, first catch of the season, plus 9. Now, how about this, 3rd and 5? This we got to avoid. Rattler to Valet, you know, the Broncos receiver, big receiver. Look at that big receiver. Plus 23, I wrote, nice route and pass.
Not so fast.
But holding on Banks.
Right.
A penalty, holding on Banks.
Sorry, young man, you've been good this year, too.
So, yeah, so it's 3rd and 15, and Rattler, you can say, well, he needs to push it, but you're trying to get points. He hits Kamara, plus 7. So, Groupie kicks a 48-yard field goal. We go 10 plays, 43 yards now to make it 7-6. So, all those little things add up when all said and done. It's a difference whether you're winning or losing.
Thank you for the call. We're here on the point after Saints losing 25-19. Hang out with the Cajun Cannon. We're here at the Swamp Room in Metairie, folks. You can sound off also on our talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Taking a break. Be back with more right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back into the point after. Hope you're doing all right out there. Hoodats, after a black and gold loss, 25-19 to the New England Patriots in the Dome. You can sound off with the Cajun Cannon here at the point after at the Swamp Room in Metairie, 504-260-1870. We're going to hit the lines right now. Cajun Cannon and Bayou on the West Bank joins the point after. What's going on tonight, Bayou?
All right, y'all. Hey, Bobby, I got two things I want to get to real quick. First of all, I watched your whole career, Bobby. I watched you with the Saints, every pass. And I even watched you play with that team. I can't even say their name in Atlanta. But you played with some really good receivers.
Yeah.
This Chris Olave, if we're going to pay him, it better be the Patriots. Because I'm tired of watching him drop the football when this team counts on him as the number one he supposedly wants to be and wants to be paid as. And he continuously drops the ball, and I'm tired of seeing it. And one more thing, Juwan Johnson played 73 games as a professional tight end, and he's still laying the ball on the carpet.
Hey, you make some great points. I can't argue with that. Listen, Chris Olave is an NFL receiver, but he is not an alpha. He's not a number one. You might say, Bobby, what do you know about wide receivers? Let me tell you the guys that I play with. You ever heard of Mark Super Duper? When they can really knock the crap out of the quarterback? He was setting records with Dan Marino, throwing for 5,000 yards. So I play with Mark Duper. You ever heard of A.C. Anthony Carter, University of Michigan? He helped us win a championship with the Michigan Panthers. We catch everything. You ever heard of the great Eric Martin? He went word about corner across the middle. I mean, it was like he constantly caught balls and was a dominant possession-type receiver. It didn't matter if he burned people, but he can catch a fade, like going up for a rebound, contested catches. I played with Andre Van Moon Rising.
Van Moon Rising.
Andre Rising and I went to the Pro Bowl in 1994. You know that season he caught 15 touchdown passes. Now, he was selfish. He said he was the one throwing me the damn ball.
But talented.
But I can't remember Andre Rising dropping nothing. And they would never drop it. So Spencer Rattler can't catch a break. The receiving core we have right now, and again, Chris Olave would be some teams' number two receiver and other teams' number three, but ain't no number one. And I'm not hating. All I know is if you're going to get in a fist fight. I mean, Chris Olave, like Michael Thomas, it just seems like he'd be a guy, he'd be a receiver, Eric Martin, that would fight.
Yeah.
Juwan Johnson, he's a glorified, you know, wide receiver that's now playing tight end. He's a big target to help his NFL career. He's been well compensated. But they're nice guys. Hell with being nice. You ain't got to be nice. Now you don't need to get arrested. But they're not alphas like you need to be. Now, the one thing in this day and age, Juwan Johnson is outstanding. Isn't him and his wife, they have a lot of social influence? I don't know, it's TikTok or something.
Sure.
They have a lot of followers. But the NFL
don't make catches.
The NFL don't care about no damn
right.
followers. But what are you doing on the field? And listen, Juwan Johnson and Chris Olave are NFL players. I just don't know if they're alphas. I think if you had a guy like Foster Moreau, maybe in Juwan Johnson's body, that would be more like an alpha. I think Foster Moreau gets out the most of his athletic ability, and that's why he's played all these years in the NFL. Taysom Hill, you know, you can't measure, I don't know, like individuals' heart and their courage and their priorities. Sometimes you just got to be nasty. I mean, just go and listen.
I just want him to make catches.
Yeah, make catches. And even, you remember when he was on our team, but he was our gangster, C.D. Deuce, Chauncey Gardner. And you wanted him on your team. Remember when he went up to Tom Brady and all that? But there's a reason why he's playing for all these different teams.
Right.
Because he could be questionable in the locker room.
I will stick up for the fact, though, he hasn't gotten in trouble off the field.
No, hasn't gotten in trouble off the
he's
field.
He's been a problem in the locker room, though.
Yeah, and I know that's why, I mean, he goes from the Eagles to the Texans, but now the Ravens, they so beat up that he's hard with the ball.
Sure,
Baltimore
bring
Ravens.
Him on in.
Yes, because he's a playmaker. But that's why you can't have all upstanding citizens. And you know, Chris Olave, listen, is an upstanding citizen. I think Juwan Johnson, they good people, good people. But you think the Houdat Nation, a lot of fan bases, they ain't worried about it if you're good people or not. Now, if you can have your cake and eat it too, everybody needs to be like Sam Mills. I remember old Sam Mills of the Dome Patrol. I mean, unbelievable on and off the field. But give me an SOB on the field and somebody off the field. Like, man, I don't want to talk to no damn media. I don't even want to even talk to them. The fans would say, like, so what? Look, they don't want to talk to me, but they produce it in the field. Remember, it was like the old pitcher. Remember, Steve, the young people became reminiscent. Remember Steve Carlton with the Philadelphia Phillies?
Sure.
He was awesome, and the media hated him. But all I know, he kicked ass on the mound.
I'll tell you what, though. You know, some guys that made catches that weren't SOB either were on the Saints, like a Lance Moore or Marcus Colston.
Yeah, but that was because...
I want you to do your job.
Okay,
hit you in the hands, catch it.
I love Lance Moore. Look, all of a sudden, Devery Henderson started concentrating more, catching the ball. But you look at Lance Moore, you look Jimmy Graham, and oh, look at Colston, the quiet storm. But you know what's the X factor?
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. And listen, it's not that against Spencer Rattler. It's just that Drew Brees is more on the level with Drake May's trying to become. And Spencer Rattler is a legit starting quarterback, but there's not 32 franchise quarterbacks. You might be lucky if there's a handful. And maybe half are legit starters. I'm just telling you, Spencer Rattler's going to make a lot of money in this league based on what he's doing. Now, because Holly's handled adversity. Spencer Rattler's a pro. He's doing his job. But ultimately, he's going to look at, okay, he's the quarterback of the team. And what his record is now, 1-11?
Correct.
1-11 is like, man, he must be sorry. No, unless you truly watch the games, you don't know. Spencer Rattler's been doing his job. I don't know if he'll take us over the top. I can tell you right now, if Drake May was our quarterback, so Spencer Rattler's 1-11, he might be 500, you know, at best. Because look at Drake May at the end of the last year,
Right, things that you saw started clicking for him.
Yeah, and then it starts going. So maybe, I'm just telling you right now, they want to see probably what they have in Tyler Shuck. But Spencer Rattler keeps playing like this. I'm going to come on this radio and say, why in the hell are you putting Tyler Shuck in the game? Spencer Rattler is getting the job done.
Right, I was going to say, how does Spencer Rattler get his wide receivers to catch the ball?
Well, they need to concentrate. Don't be prima donnas. Don't be no damn prima donna. Just catch the ball. And Chris Olave, I don't know, you have concussions and you get hit and you're trying to protect yourself when you're falling down. There was two catches today that, why are you jumping? Why are you jumping when you don't need to jump? And they had one of them, he ended up getting interfered with, but then when he didn't make adjustment to the ball, he looked like a spaz. Go catch the ball. I don't know. And then the one in the end zone, I brought that up before. No, those are the plays you have to make. That's the difference between winning and losing. And look at the plays the receivers made for Drake May today. Look at the catches they made. That's the difference. So that's why to say Drake May, I don't know who Chris Olave's agent is, but if he's going to the Saints right now, well, he got a ways to go if he wants to get paid over $20 million. Come on.
Saints losing to the New England Patriots today, 25-19 in the Dome. Black and gold, 1-5 on the season. Next up, a trip to the Chicago Bears on
Sunday.
That's going
to be tough. Let me tell you right now.
Going against the Dennis Allen defense.
No, but I thought we had a better chance to beat the Patriots because I thought we were going to respond to the Dome field advantage, the Dome crowd. The Dome fans, we wanted to cheer. You know, but you got to get off to a fast start. Again, you cannot... In the first two possessions, the last four games, give up a touchdown.
Right.
Whether you're at home or on the road, you can't do that either way. And I'm just telling you, with the Bears, who are the Bears playing out there? What are they doing this week? Look and see, because Caleb Williams.
They got Monday Night Football.
Oh, okay.
They're at the Washington Commanders.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Jane Daniels is back, and so... I think if we were playing the Bears in the Dome, I would say, man, we can beat the Bears. Because I think the Patriots are better than the Bears, but at Chicago, that'll be interesting.
At least they're on a shorter week.
Yeah, and we got to play. You know what we need to do, even though we at Chicago? We need to play more like we played at Buffalo, not at Seattle. We don't need to lay in one of those. Because then if we have one of those, then they go like, oh, we need a spark. Then you might want to change quarterbacks and all that kind of stuff. But, again, Spencer Rattler is not the reason why the Saints have only won one game.
We're going to continue on here, but first let's pause 10 seconds. Let stations identify themselves on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Here at the Point After at the Swamp Room, sound off with the Cajun Cannon. Our call and text line, 504-260-1870. Right now, taking a break. Be back with more of the Point After right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, folks? Welcome back into the Point After here at the Swamp Room on Vets in Metairie. The Black and Gold falling 25-19 to the New England Patriots. Rolling on here at the Swamp Room and joining us now, Albert, the owner of this fine establishment. Man, oh man, it was a tough game today, but at least there's still good times at the Swamp Room. Yeah. I see that look on your face. You didn't even want to respond there.
Today was a tough one.
Oh, yeah. It was
and you could tell by the crowd here. The it's definitely a different atmosphere and feeling than we had last week, right?
It's all about winning. It's not, PE class. You don't get a participation trophy. You have to win the games. No moral victories. Are you winning or losing? I look at, like, as we were watching this, because they're playing over in Europe. So we're watching the Broncos-Jets. Look how ugly that game was.
But they found the way.
But Sean Payton and the Broncos found a way to win. What was that, Steve's final?
13-11.
What?
Isn't the
what?
first time in like 30 years of negative passing yards for the whole game?
I've never seen that. Wow.
Yeah. The Jets had minus 10 yards in a day.
That's almost impossible.
I've never seen it.
No, so like Justin Fields and Aaron Glenn. He's part of Coach Payton's staff, so the chess match that goes between them. But you know what? No one will know that the Broncos were not efficient offensively, scoring only 13 points. They'll know after a couple of weeks, okay, what's your record? Did you win or lose the game? That's how somehow we got to turn this around, go on the road to Chicago, and come away with a win. I know the one thing we cannot do. You know this, Albert. This is the thing that's going to – this should be the headlines – of anything. Why are the Saints where they're at and dig themselves a hole? The defense has allowed touchdowns on the opposing team's first two possessions in four consecutive games. So you're down 14 and they scored 14 points. Like if we go to Chicago, the first two times the Bears get the ball, they can't give up two touchdowns.
That was literally what I was about to say. All year we're playing from behind. All season, all game. It's always, we're right in it.
We had that 3-0 lead for a second.
That was the first time we had a lead this season. In the first quarter, we're up at 3-0 because we're fighting to get back to how many times we're like, oh, can we get within one possession?
Yes, right.
One possession. Yes. And then you find, so close but so far. And then you can't finish the deal. Because it looks very formidable from a national perspective. People, you know what people talk about the Saints right now? Oh, this is national shows, not the Who That Nation right here.
Yeah.
They go, you better the Saints play hard. Now, you throw out the Seattle game, but look at all the other games, how we played at Buffalo. You look at today. We basically within one score. And they're looking at the 49ers, Cardinals.
They're even recognizing Spencer Rattler's
100%.
Game, which I've been impressed with, too. It's like the national media is saying, hey, this guy's a legitimate NFL starter.
Without a doubt. They're looking at Spencer Rattler and his production, where he's at. But, again, can we get touchdowns instead of...
We haven't.
Because Spencer, since he's been on board with Kellen Moore's offense, he moves the team. This goes back to OTAs we watch in practice, minicamp against the Saints. Whenever you see him practice, the one thing I'm telling you that he has struggled is the red zone.
For sure.
And the one touchdown we had today, we ran the ball down there. Remember Taysom Hill gets the one-yard touchdown? So to hell spits around, and Kellen Moore's aware of this, that we have to continue to run the ball. You look like the top five teams in the red zone. Now, a couple of them you would maybe not think, but I have to do more research. But you look at the Eagles, the Lions, and who was the other one scoring touchdowns in the red zone, Steve? It was like Eagles, Lions, and
Seattle was number five.
And Seattle. So you look, we think the Seahawks are pretty good. We went against them. They get touchdowns in the red zone. The Lions, look how they structured. And the Eagles.
Do we need to bring Taysom in as our red zone quarterback?
Well, I think we will bring him in at times, and not only due to QB power, he might throw a pass. He might do different things. But, again, when it hits your hands or you have a contested catch, we got to make it. All those things come into play because We can't be settling for field goals. You know that, Albert.
And over the year, I think we've had a lot of drops, a lot of drops. And that makes that's another step to make Rattler even a better quarterback. Like, if he had some of these catches, the drives would keep going. We're in better games. We dropped some – Saints have dropped some big play balls all year. So we can't make the catches when we need to.
No, it's a difference. You have to look at when you're having the drops. It's not like on first down, though. It's a crucial third down, a sustained drive.
Touchdown, Ollie.
Yeah. That ball's right there. Make the catch.
The first game of the season, Juwan Johnson drops the pass in the end zone.
Make the great catch, then you're the hero.
That's right.
That was a tough catch. I'm not saying a lot of people can make that catch. But in the past, we've seen, like, whether it's Colston or Jimmy Graham, whoever it might be, okay, make the great catch, and then you're the hero. And no one's talking about, we would have, could have, should have won that game, but you didn't finish. That's what we're doing right now. We're so close, but we're so far. Because you have to win. You know, that's one thing. You have to win. And when you look at where we're at right now, okay, well, where are we going to be drafting? I mean, I think that when I look at all the teams and where we're at and how we're playing, we're better than the – we're not like the Titans, Jets, Dolphins, and all those type teams.
Now
the Browns defense, how they played against the Packers, you never know. But then
they
got waxed today by the Steelers. And you look at that. So
Miami too is
up and down roller coaster. So that'll be interesting to see going at Chicago.
You're a bottom 7-8 team, I think it's safe to say.
That's fair.
Oh, but we're definitely picking in the top 10.
Right.
Yeah, we're picking in the top 10 now. We can get the top 5 or whatever, and then. Are you winning three, four, five games, maybe 6? But it could be the same song and dance as far as schedule. We could be, what did we win last year, 5 games? I think the way to schedule, we can win 5 games again. I mean, you could say there's no way we're going to beat the Bears in Chicago. Hell yeah, we could beat the Bears. But then we also could not beat them.
Well, what do you do with that pick? Because, you know, there's not a big quarterback. Nobody's coming out of college right now, and you're saying that's got to be my franchise quarterback. Right. So...
The only thing...
maybe a pass rusher, please.
No, but I like, I'm telling you, I think he's playing himself into that. I don't know if you want a Jared Goff kind of quarterback. Watch Mendoza at Indiana Hoosiers. To go at Oregon and what he did, he's kind of a Jared Goff Jr., I'm telling you. Maybe because I followed Cal a little bit.
Sure.
And I remember I said, no, Jared Goff and Mendoza, they can spin it. And no one thinks Indiana Hoosier football.
But do you build around Rattler, or do you go and?
I can tell you right now, all the quarterbacks they have coming out of college, they ain't better than Rattler.
I agree with that.
Now, they're not better. You might, okay, name one who. Whoever you think.
Right now, still to be determined, right?
Yeah, you can look, look at Nussmeier, okay, where he's at. The look at Arch Manning. You can go on and on. No, Arch is going to stay in Texas.
Yes.
That's why I was going to come out. So whoever you might think, you look at like Sellers, the South Carolina quarterback. I watched him against LSU. He's like Anthony Richardson Jr.
Right, I agree.
No, it's not. So the NFL supply and demand, Albert, there's not enough quarterback and there's 32 teams. So when you say, look how poised he is, Drake May. Man, the rich get richer. Yeah, I think. And you know what? He has more upside than Tom Brady now. He got to win all those damn Super Bowls, Tom Brady. Who's more mobile, Tom Brady or Drake May?
Drake May.
Come on, it ain't even close.
We couldn't
Drake, I'm about to tell you, watch for Drake May right now. If you're a Patriots fan, you got to be ecstatic.
Sure.
You have to like, I like the way we're heading. You know, it's a transition.
They you got your quarterback, you got your coach.
They got the coach, Vrabel. We love Vrabel. He's like the old school Patriots Super Bowl. Got a Dan Campbell and all that. No, if you're a Patriots fan, you got to be ecstatic right now in that AFC and our East. And I'm telling you, to compete with the Bills, everyone looks at Josh Allen and the Bills. Look at the Patriots going up there and winning that game. So that's what the Saints are trying to get to. But right now, to say... that we need to put in Tyler Shuck, see what he can do. No, it's not there. They eventually might do that. But Spencer Rattler's not the reason why we're not winning.
On a positive note, what's going on with adopting the dogs? How's that been going? Raising the wolf.
It's been going good. So we've been having a lot of success with it. This is going into the fourth week. I think she's had four to eight of the dogs already adopted. So, okay. And you know, they make sure they vet them and they make sure they go to a really good home. So I think everything's trending in the right direction and people are having a great time, man. Our Tuesdays, it's packed.
Grays and the Wolf, Tuesdays, what time again here?
5:30, doors open, 6:30, trivia, lasts about an hour and a half.
So, you know, at this day and age, if you pet friendly, whether you're a bar or a hotel or you're pet friendly, it seems like that goes a really long way.
Oh, people are they're so into their pets.
They're like babies, right?
Yes, correct. And some people that don't have kids sometimes, that is their babies, you're correct.
Especially the older you get too and you can't leave your house, you always have a dog.
Yeah.
You know, like cats do their own thing. You know, when you look at a cat, a cat does what the hell it wants. You know, a dog's like a part of you. And listen, I've had cats and dogs, so cat people don't hate me. But I'm telling you right now, cats do what the hell they want. Now, dogs, they want attention. And they're more a part of your life. Like a cat, you could go away for a weekend, just put food and water out. They don't give a crap. They go hang out on the couch and look out the window. A dog, they might tear something out because they're lonely. They're needy. They need attention. So, no, dogs interact more. I think that's my PSA announcement. Cats, it's good to have a pet, but it's, you don't never see anybody walking on the street. Now, I guess someone might do it, but you don't see people walking on the street with their cat on a leash. You know, a cat will be like, what the hell? I ain't going to walk with you.
All right.
Dog, you can.
All you cat lovers, drop by the point after here with the Cage of Can at the Swap Room. Let them have it. We're at 5400 Vets in Metairie, hanging out here on the point after till 6 p.m. Thanks so much for joining us, Albert, and enjoying our time here.
All right, Albert.
Can I say congrats to my partner, Amerika?
Oh, yeah. You want to give him a shout-out right here?
I'd like to say congratulations to John and Kendall for an amazing wedding last night. Great people. Thanks for having me.
Congrats, awesome. John.
You're still
and
recovering, right, Al?
No, I am definitely not as spunky as I normally am.
Back with more of the point after. Right. Stay tuned, folks, with more on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network after this. We're back here at the point after at the Swamp Room in Metairie, hanging out till 6 p.m. Our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, caught up with Davin Godchow in the locker room after the Saints' 25-19 loss to the Patriots. Here's Jeff and Godchow, what he had to say.
What allowed Drake, especially, to have success in this game?
I just think I haven't looked at the film. Like I said, Drake is not young Drake no more. He's excelling to be a really good quarterback in this league. I saw the Sunday night game against Buffalo. I mean, I knew it when we drafted him that he was going to be a good quarterback. But I mean, just going through all his progressions, taking his time, finding the right reads, not forcing it. You like to see him take a. I think we had him on the sack. I think Pete got him on the sack. So he didn't really get sacked a lot today. But just going through his progressions and making the right reads, that's what's making him be a good quarterback in this league.
From being around him last year to what you saw today, like what has improved the most? What maybe even surprised you the most from like what you saw from him today?
Patience. I mean, just like I said, he's just going through his reads, taking what the defense give him, not forcing it. I know we look like we had some, some busts or some in the secondary. Some guys was wide open. You know, we got lucky on like three calls where they called it back. Thank God. But you know, we'll look at it on film. But just making the plays that need to be made. Not trying to do too much. Not fitting in one door. Same as Spencer. You know, Spencer's doing a great job for us, making the right reads. You know, giving what the defense, taking what the defense giving him, and you know, doing a good job playing really good football. Spencer and Drake, both of those quarterbacks are playing at a high level right now. Two second-year players.
What do you make of the slow starts? You know, I think the last four games, touchdowns in the opening possessions.
Yeah, I think when our coaches came out, I mean, just jokingly came out, should we might as well just spot him 14 points all the time because that's what we do with slow starts. But you know, thankfully we got back in the game. Just gotta find a way to get better and get off the field. You know, that's the difference between, you know, okay teams and good teams. Good teams find a way to win games like that. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, you take a look at Arizona, you look at San Fran, you look at, you know, Seattle was kind of doomed from the start. Punt return back, block kick, you know, who else? You look at every team we played, we was in the game. We should have won the game. We had a chance to win the game. But that's the difference between a good team and an okay team, you know. I think I know we have a good team, but it's up to us to prove it out there on Sundays and just coming up a little bit short. But I think, you know, I'm excited, you know, the opportunity that we had today to try to win the game, but we just got to finish those games. You know, those games are, this is the NFL, you know, it's rarely going to be blowouts. You know, it's going to be 3-point games all the time, and we just got to find a way to just close it. And we, unfortunately, we haven't did that the last couple weeks.
I think Caesar said this about Jerome's fumble, like, no one play wins or loses a game.
Not at all.
But what Caesar said was, that just shows the margin and how like every little mistake, every little thing. Like, can you just speak to that?
I mean,
like,
our game plan for them was to get the ball out because we know my guy Ramondre, you know, he's been having some trouble putting the ball on the ground and a couple other guys too, and they end up getting one off of us. You know, it was really tough to see that play. Did they rule it a non-fumble at first? It was tough to see, especially being in the black jerseys. You know, it was tough for me sitting on the sideline, but I saw like once, you know, his shoulders, his arms kind of like changed direction. I'm like, it's a fumble. Like, they're going to give it to him for sure. But they made a play and we didn't. That's how I look at it. Their defense made a play. You know, all week, we heard about them being physical, and I thought we killed the run. I mean, we smashed the run for the most part. I mean, the whole game, not for the most part. I mean, Drake May had 30 yards rushing. Other than that, they probably have 40 yards rushing on the ground. So we killed the run. I mean, I knew we was going to do that from the start. I mean, so everybody talked about them being a physical team, wanted to run the ball, and I wasn't right about that. Just got to stop giving away the big plays. It's really the big plays that's really killed us today. His third down big plays killed us. And we'll watch it on film. Chase said, you know, we'll be critical of each other and, you know, positive criticism, and everybody get better. And it's Chicago and try to get a win with an NFT team.
Going against Drake, especially like still kind of early on in the season, how do you build from this going through the rest of the season? Like, just his success and, you know, his pocket presence and everything.
I mean, it's probably going to be a playoff team. I mean, New England, I mean, like I said, it's not easy winning it at Buffalo at night, you know. So, you know, you still take that win and you come on the road against another. I mean, when I was in New England, the Saints always beat us. I mean, I haven't beat the Saints since I've been in New England. And I came here, I know those guys had that on their mind, those guys who was with the New England back in the day. But the Saints always came to Foxborough and beat us the last three years, I think. So I know it was going to be some animosity coming back for that. But, I mean, Drake is, like I said, he's going to be fine. Josh McDaniels is a great OC. He's going to put him in the best position, make sure they have a run game, play action pass, not put him in bad position. You know, you're going to slide the line on third down. And, you know, they're going to put him in great position to be successful. That's what good offensive coordinators do.
And mentally, what was it like for you preparing for this game?
It was no actual motivation. I mean, it's motivation every week. I mean, I get to go out here and play and put good film on tape every week. But, you know, of course, you know, maybe a little extra. I mean, the team that I got traded from, you know, New England. So, I mean, it was no hard feelings. But, I mean, it's football, man. I get paid to go out here and play the high level every Sunday, and that's what I'm going to go out and do.
Is it a little tough to balance in the sense that you got them in third and long, and it's just, you know, it's not the first time this happened. You were elite in forcing third and longs, but just unable to get off the field. Like, how do you kind of assess that?
We got to figure it out. We got to, you know, all of us, coaches, players, staff, everybody, we got to figure it out, because I think if you look at it, that kind of what killed us today on defense. You know, I think the offense, for the most part, gave us 19 points. If Juwan on fumble, I think for sure, I mean, like I said, it's not on one person. I think for sure we go down and score that drive because we had momentum of stopping them on the drive before. But, you know, we just got to keep getting better, man. Everybody got to gel together and do more. I got to do more. We got to do more and find a way to dig ourselves out this hole. We get a chance to go to Chicago, then you come back here against a division opponent that I'm excited about. We just got to do more. We're going to watch the film tomorrow, correct it, you know, 24-hour rule, get over it, move on to Chicago, and let's try to go to Chicago and get a win.
You mentioned Spencer. How have you seen him progress week by week?
I've been a fan of Spencer since college. I mean, I loved him when he was at Oklahoma. I loved him when he went to South Carolina. I've been a fan of him, so I'm just glad he got an opportunity to show it. And if there's anybody on the team taking full advantage of opportunity, it's him. And I just hope we keep going, never get too high, never get too low, kind of stay even keel in the middle. Yeah, sky's the limit for him.
That was Saints nose tackle Devon Godchow. The black and gold fall 25-19 to the New England Patriots. And Cajun Cannon, I know you wanted to bring up something with the wide receiver for the Pats.
No, the cornerback.
Oh, corner, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You look at Marcus Jones. You talk about consistency and you know, this cat was born in Baton Rouge. Now, he went to high school in Alabama, went to Troy, then played for the Houston Cougars. You know who's a flat-out stud? That Marcus Jones, their cornerback.
Third-round pick in 2022.
Yeah, he had 5 total tackles, 4 assists. He had a sack, a quarterback hurry, a tackle for a loss, 3 passes defended. You know how many passes defended we had? 2. And he had 3. So they ended up with 5, but he had 3 of them. So if you look at him, he had a season-high 7 tackles against the Bills. So he's very active. 2 pass defended, had a tackle for a loss. And then he goes 3 in a row. Now he's had 5-plus tackles. And 3 in a row, he's had a tackle for a loss. Now that's having an impact.
Right.
Now, no one knows who in the hell is Marcus Jones. Now, the Patriots fans know who it is. That's why we have to have more, a handful of players like that have an impact week in and week out like that. And I'm just looking at, okay, it seems like our receivers are now. I'm sure there's examples throughout the season so far, the early part of the season, that we were wide open. We got to hit that. But it seems like those windows are smaller for Spencer Rattler, where other times I'll see the opponents, man, they wide-ass open. And we don't get enough passes defended that I think. Now, ultimately, you want to get interceptions, but we don't get enough passes defended to get off the field on third down. And we did last game, but not this game. Out of all the games we've played so far, only last week, when we came up with a win against the Giants, did we do good on third down defense. Only one time.
Still weren't getting into the end zone, though.
No, but I'm just telling you how you're trying to set the ebb and flow,
right,
the possession, and doing all that. No, we went back to our old habits, which are not good habits, not good. We were not good on third down offense, and we are not good on third down defense.
Here on the Point After at the Swamp Room, folks, you can drop by, say hey on our talking text line, 504-260-1870. We shall return with even more. Stay tuned right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the Point After, American Safety. For each point scored by the Saints this season, American Safety's donating $50 to disaster relief. American Safety, stronger than the storm. And right here with you, going to go back to our talk and text line. You can sound off 504-260-1870 to chat with the Cajun Cannon. And Bobby, we got Eon wants to know about Rattler here. Eon, what you got for us here on the Point After?
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Steve. How you doing tonight?
All right, Eon.
Yeah, please hear me out. So football is pretty simple. You know, you got to put your players in the position to, you know, to have the best chance to win. I know, obviously, there's an issue with the execution. That is for sure. But I'm just questioning as far as, like, the decisions, the play calling, and I'm wondering if that has an effect. Like, the play, like, with, you know, where they didn't go for it and they ended up kicking, you know, towards the end, giving it back to that offense, you know, something like that. And I just don't know. Like, are they playing too safe? You know, like, is Rattler playing, like, too safe sometimes? But then is that the play calling? It's not him necessarily. Like, in the red zone, you know, there just seems to be a trend, you know, that they just can't get. Is that like him? Is that on him? Because it doesn't seem like it all is. Or is some of it play calling, right, and decision making?
Well, it's a combination. It's a combination of play calling and the quarterback execution. When you say about being aggressive, when do you go for it on fourth down? Do you have to take a chance here? Or you have confidence? I don't know. Today, you almost have to be aggressive because, I mean, do you really feel comfortable that our defense was going to stop the Patriots? I mean, I don't, even though we did the second half compared to the first half. But you just felt like that we didn't influence Drake May in a negative way, that when he needed to make a key play that it was going to be made. So, you know, when you look at Spencer Rattler, I just think I watch his reads and what he's doing. He's making a lot of the right reads, and when he's checking it down because he has to, and you might say, well, give more opportunities for the receivers and push the ball down the field. But when has the receivers, when you're pushing it down the field, 50-50 ball, when have they come up with the catch? And where is the Houdat Nation fan members are we saying, wow, did you see that catch? That was unbelievable. And, you know, Spencer Rattler just gave him a chance. No, we've dropped passes that should have been caught, and it shouldn't have been a 50-50 ball. Now, the one against the Cardinals to win that game, that was definitely a contested catch. But Juwan Johnson had an opportunity to be a hero. Look at the ball place. It was unbelievable about Spencer Rattler. If you look at the scenario, when Chris Olave didn't come up with on the 34, the touchdown catch, I mean, that's the right read, the right play. So, yeah, you always second guess, you know, the coach and what you're doing. But I think that Coach Moore will tell you that I need to put Spencer Rattler in better positions to win. Because Spencer Rattler can respond and make the right plays and the right execution. But also it has to be a team game. You got to get good. What I know is not good is we have to get better on third down. We can't just be good on third down for one game and then be bad on third down for three games. Oh, we were good today. No, we were really only good on third down one game against the Giants. And so, I don't know, play selection, separation as far as getting open, yards after the catch. Steve, what were we at the yards after the catch? We were like with 25 or 26?
26, yeah.
Yeah, with 26. Wait, it seems like we get no yak. No yards after the catch right now. And you know what else? I mean, because as Saints fans, Houdat Nation, we remember this. I mean, we got Alvin Kamara. We remember we had Pierre Thomas. He's on the coaching reel to run a screenplay. You know, the line, or even when we had, I'd say, Reggie Bush. Pierre Thomas, the best of the best. Then even Darren Sproles. Why don't we run screens? I mean, if we have to execute that, it's like, I don't remember even in the offseason, even in practicing a screenplay. Do we not think we have the linemen to get out to execute that? Because that was a bread and butter player, and it takes the quarterback, the line, the running back, all to execute that. But it just seems like it's a simple pass, but it's like an outside handoff. Then you're executing that, and you're getting a double-digit gain. I don't know. It just seems like we don't get any, like, okay, if you complete a pass, we don't get too many extended yards.
Right.
It's like, okay, that's the completion.
8 yard game.
Yeah, 8 yard game.
That was it.
Yeah, we're not like 8 plus 8 yak. You know, we're not getting that.
Right. Nice run after the catch.
Yeah. And so I think it's a combination going forward that, I think more, I would say more on Kellen Moore play calling, or making Spencer Rattler take more risk, because I think Spencer Rattler is executing the game plan. Okay, but then you say you want more explosive or plays or to take more risk, then you have to have trust in the receivers. I don't know right now if Kellen Moore has that. But then, you know, it's magnified when you're pushing it more down the field. Then all of a sudden, more opportunities for an interception.
Mm-hmm.
Where right now, that's outstanding. Spencer Rattler's only thrown one interception. So you're on the season. So when you think about that, you might say, oh, we got to push the ball more down the field. But what if it's a contested catch and we never come down with it? It may be like incomplete, or the defensive back's going to come down with it. No, compared to other teams, I just think we don't make contested catches.
Thanks for the call. We're going to go back to our talk and text line. We got Lawrence in New Orleans wanting to sound off here on The Point After. How you doing this evening, Lawrence?
How you doing? I got a comment about the receivers. About
okay.
Olivier and Johnson. I think... if you can ask Coach Moore why you don't play those other receivers, Cook and number 15 and number 88 more, because I think it'll be a whole lot more better than Johnson and Olivier. I think next year they ought to bring on and let Olavie, I call him Olivier, Olavie, go play with the women's team, and also Johnson too. If they can't catch on with them, they ought to go try to get a job at the garbage company, because that's all they are. It's garbage, as far as I'm concerned. And as far as Spencer Rattler, Spencer Rattler got a quick release. I think he's the starting quarterback, and I think our wife Joe Namon and Dan Marino, I think his release is just as quick as those. And I'm tired of looking at Olivier. I'm gonna say it like it is, Olivier. I know his real name. And I want somebody to ask Coach Moore why you don't play those other receivers. I can remember Dan. Abramovich and Colston. You know, they weren't a high draft choice, but they were good receivers.
Well, you know that's a great point you make, and he's been outstanding at camp, and he's healthy right now. He ran back kickoffs. Give Mason Tipton an opportunity. Mason Tipton can fly. Give him an opportunity as far as in routes, because he's activated. He's running back kickoffs. I would give Vele more opportunities. The big receiver, he's more Colston built, and see what he can do. Are the more our targets. There's a number of different options you could go. Now, Brandon Cooks, if we're truly rebuilding, and I'm not hating on Brandon Cooks, he's had a great career. He's had a serviceable career, played for a lot of different teams, number one draft pick. A 12-year veteran. But wouldn't you rather, Saints fans, see what Mason Tipton could do than, let's say, Brandon Cooks, if you still want Chris Olave involved in Rashid Shaheed, honestly. I think I'd like to see more balls, because I think Rashid Shaheed has gotten better as a route runner. More opportunities for Rashid Shaheed, Devon Vele, the receiver from Utah, we got in the trade from the Broncos, and Mason Tipton. See if they can get yards after the catch or make contested catches. Because I think Brandon Cooks, it is what it is right now. He's a serviceable veteran. But he's had his day in the sun. He's a 12-year veteran. And I think we've given Chris Olave a number of opportunities. I look at Chris Olave compared to all the other NFL receivers. Just look at how much he's been targeted. Like, he got targeted 10 times. He had 6 catches, 98 yards, which looks good. But what about the critical, crucial catches? He has not come down with that. So that's what I question. Rashid Shaheed had that splash game like he did against the Giants. You might say Chris Olave could have had a splash game if you make that catch in the end zone. And then you well over 100 yards if you don't have those drops. No. I'm telling you, Chris Olave, I truly think those concussions have affected him. I'm not saying he's scared. Because a lot of people are getting knocked out. They don't want to get knocked out again. But I don't know how courageous he is. Chris Olave is an NFL receiver. I just don't know if he's an alpha. So when I look at the roster, who we have at wide receiver, and, how about who we traded for?
Devon Vele.
Yeah, Devon Vele. And then we got him on the waiver wire, Trey Palmer. I remember him contributing for Tampa Bay. And if you look, got him on waivers from the Bucks, and boy, you can see why the Bucks maybe they keep him. Look at the Bucks receivers and the depth they have at wide receiver. I can see why maybe they didn't keep Trey Palmer, because the guys they have making plays for them.
We're here on the point after the Saints fall to the New England Patriots, 25-19. New Orleans now 1-5 on the season. We're gonna step away, take a break, be back with more of the point after right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Band together, Hoodats. It's going to be another tough week after the Saints lose to the New England Patriots. Week 6 of the season, 25-19. The black and gold now falling to 1-5 on the year. Time to get into what's buggin' Bobby about today's game. That's brought to you by J&J Exterminators, Louisiana's largest independent exterminating company. Cajun Cannon, I imagine it's going to be red zone, but what's bugging you about today?
No, the red zone does not bug me, because I think we're a little bit out of the red zone, because we're actually 50%. We weren't like 0 for. Remember against the Giants, we were like 0 for 4. in the red zone. No, after a loss this morning, one thing is bugging me.
Yeah.
Because we reverted back third down offense and defense. How you dictate ebb and flow. We were only 33%, 3 of 9 on third down, and we basically gave up. It seems like it was right at 50% with our defense, our third down offense by the Patriots. But what I want to see change, and it won't bug me anymore, is please don't let the Bears, next Sunday in Chicago, their first two possessions, get a touchdown.
Well, I better not see Caleb Williams with a, you know, perfect QB rating.
Yeah, perfect QB rating. That was like, well, how are you paint your fingernails and you have a – I think it's almost impossible to paint your fingernails and have a perfect QB rating in the NFL.
So.
Now, if you want to be a dancer, yeah, you can paint your fingernails and have a perfect rating. But as far as like having to be a quarterback in the NFL and paint your nails, you shouldn't have a perfect rating. But that's what I don't want to see. The defense allowing touchdowns, the opposing team in the first two possessions, to all of a sudden we gave up two touchdowns.
Four straight games.
Because then that would be five straight games. No, you're not winning. You put yourself too far behind the eight ball to have a comeback win. So that's what's bugging me, and I want it to stop now. Stop now and not let it continue in Chicago.
You heard that, Saints. Bobby says it has to stop now.
Now, I'm going to go in the meetings with the defensive players. Now, they ain't inviting me. But Coach Staley, they bringing that up. They all aware of this. No, we got to come out the gate smoking. We got to bring it. Somehow, some way, you cannot leave extended drives. You cannot let, for instance, if you look at it, and I don't care if it's a long drive, short drive. Okay, the first time the Patriots win a hostile environment, they go four plays, 65 yards, a minute and 58 seconds. Touchdown. Chunk play. May to Douglas, plus 53-yard touchdown. Okay, the next time, they go six plays, 69 yards, 4 minutes, 32 seconds. 25-yard touchdown made to Booty. Plus 25-yard touchdown versus Kool-Aid. As high I was on Kool-Aid against the Giants, not so fast. I think our young secondary, they realize this is the NFL week in and week out. You got to bring
it. Wish we could see those Giants receivers or the lack thereof every week.
You have to bring it. And there was one play, and I talked about this earlier, and this is on this drive. And it didn't count. They ended up getting a touchdown on the drive. Or it might have been two plays or around there. I remember Drake May ran and gained about 3 yards. Shepard tackled him. And then it was a third and two against third down. What are you going to do on third down? Or I should say then it was it third and 12? No, it was after third and 12. But Drake May to Douglas. That's when they had a penalty on Diggs. That was not a penalty.
A phantom penalty.
But yeah, to Douglas, Sanker and Quitzer Riley, whoo, they got schooled. They called offensive pass interference on Diggs. That wasn't no interference. That's a no call. You don't even call that. So then it was third and 12, and then Quitzer Riley gets an interference. So then you continue to move the ball. And then you had Bullard, defensive holding on that penalty, inopportune time. May to Henderson. I remember this play. Boy, talk about a great flick pass. He thought we got him sacked, and he kind of flicked it to the side.
Oh, yeah, you kept saying, Steve, watch this.
Oh, that play is unbelievable. Watch it, that flick pass for 9-yard gain, and then he hit Boutte with a 25-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's 14-6. You know, we're winning 3-0, 7-3, and 7-6. Now it's 14-6. So, please against Chicago on their first two possessions, we're not giving up touchdowns.
Taking a break here on The Point After. Saints losing 25-19 to the New England Patriots. Be back with more to wrap things up right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Point After here at the Swamp Room are rolling on as we're closing things out. KG Cannon, a disappointing 25-19 loss. The Saints now 1-5 on the season. We're going to get a little scouting report, I guess you could say, tomorrow with the Chicago Bears playing at the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see what's going to happen. I mean, I think the Bears want some kind of revenge because look at the Hail Mary, what occurred, how they lost to Jane Daniels. Remember that stupid cornerback for the Bears? What was he doing, taunting with the fans? And they throw in the Hail Mary and he gets burnt? I go, come on, what are you
Very
doing?
Very poetic.
Yeah, it's almost like before you score a touchdown, let's drop the ball before I cross the line. No, coaches get fired because of that. You cannot do that. Steve, right off quick, I'm having a brain fart. Who we play after the Bears? Because I think we're coming back home.
Home to Tampa.
Oh. I'm telling you right now, even as great as Tampa Bay is right now, remember what I'm telling you. We will beat Tampa Bay one time.
Baker's balling.
Baker can be balling. I'm telling you, I don't know. We've always played well at Tampa. We will beat Tampa Bay this year at least one time.
Real quick, let's pause 10 seconds. Let stations identify themselves on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Keeping tabs on this black and gold bunch you're talking about, Bobby. We got to go to Chicago next week, taking on the Bears. Bears play tomorrow, Monday Night Football, hosting Washington. Definitely curious to see how things work out there because, you know, Caleb Williams hasn't had the best of year, but we tend to make other quarterbacks look fantastic.
Yeah, he's going to be a quarterback that can make plays with his feet. So it's going to be a short week.
Right.
So, but they're playing at home. No, we got to find a way to win and beat the Bears. If we play our game and be plus one or plus two, we can win that game.
Cajun Cannon, you're back at it tomorrow on Second Guess with Mike Dettillier. Say goodnight to the Hoodats.
All right, bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Hoodat, go Saints.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.